We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hammer time!
Go! Well, good morning, Buffalo.
Good morning, Western New York. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo. It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez in studio for you with an open phone line with your name on it. Yep, 803-0930. Anything around the house this Saturday morning as we get ready for Memorial Day and try to find some peace and solace in our backyard, and maybe that is where you'll spend your summer. And what are your plans for your backyard? Any projects that you might be considering for backyard living? It may be replacing a vacation this year, huh? Well, let's talk about that. Maybe we can walk you through some project ideas for your backyard. And what is going on with the house? How's it holding up with all this extra use with the family all congested in limited space? 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930. Text me at 30930. And you can email me, hammertime@cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman service, our small projects division, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our outdoor living section, all there at cortez.net. Operating with one-man crews, we are following the governor's guidelines and ready to go with full operation. We've been meeting and speaking via Zoom with the entire Cortez staff. Everyone is at the ready with the right protocols in place to serve our customers with face masks and sanitizer and wiping surfaces, et cetera, everything that we've been hearing so much about, which prompted me to think, if we're already in place with all these protocols, then why can't we just go back to normal crew operations? Because these protocols are not going to go away once the construction limitations are lifted. We'll be using and operating with these protocols for some time, which made me think about the fact that as a highly regulated industry, we're used to having to follow certain protocols for various different things that we deal with on a regular basis. Why can't we just put this into that? In other words, now face masks are something that we're all going to have to learn to live with for some time. What I mean is, for example, we follow the EPA standards on lead paint abatement, right? Those are quite stringent as to what we need to do to control lead paint dust, keep our men safe from that, protect our homeowners from lead dust ingestion. Not too far off from dealing with protecting our homeowners from the virus and protecting our men from the virus. Also on that list, issues with OSHA. Job site safety, can't have extension cords through doorways without a doorstop. You have to have ground fault circuit interrupters on all extension cords. There's ladder safety issues. There's fall protection issues. All of those things are standard operating procedure for our job sites now. Why can't we include face masks as part of the protocols? We could go on. How about the DOT? Yep, we have to have DOT sticker numbers, truck numbers on all of our vehicles, registering all of our trucks for DOT inspection. So yeah, the protocols for controlling our environment, our worksite environment, exist already. So why can't we just add this and leave it up to the business owners to be responsible about protecting their workmen? I think that that would allow us to go back to work. We'd be operating with these for some time, as I said, even after the governor lets us go back to work. I think we should be allowed to go back to work now and just follow the protocols of safety and try to get back to where we were. We were having a record-setting year when before the pandemic hit. And, of course, that's all eroding right before our eyes. We did secure payroll protection money. However, we haven't been able to maximize that because we haven't been able to go back to work. So I think if anyone from the state is listening, get to the governor and tell him, let us go back to work, governor. The time is right. We'll be responsible. We'll protect our workmen. And we'll operate in that safe environment that we need to do for the foreseeable future. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN. You going to stay in your backyard this summer? Give us a call here this Saturday morning on WBEN, and we'll entertain that question and anything around the house. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, he's been working right through the pandemic. Of course, he hasn't been able to see customers as fluidly as he usually would like to, but Gabe Maddalena, the manager of the Clarence branch of Lakeshore Bank, is with us. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. The drive-thru is open, making appointments only for in-store, in-branch visits, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we're making it as convenient and as safe as possible for our clients, for our employees. Whatever we got to do, you know, we're here to provide that great service and keep everybody safe at the same time.
I'm sure you would agree with me, Gabriel, that the protocols that we'll have to operate with are going to be around for a long time. So why don't we just get started with them?
Absolutely. You know, we're already thinking about when we open up our doors, how we're going to protect everybody. You know,
right.
we're going to have hand sanitizers. We'll have masks. We're going to have maybe some shields up. So we're going to do everything we have to do, just like you mentioned earlier, to protect everybody and just let's keep things going.
Yep, there you go. And one way to keep things going is to think positively. And a great way to think positively is to think about Lakeshore Bank because, my gosh, how much cheaper can money get? 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever.
You got that right, Dominic. 2.5% fixed for the first 12 months, home equity, no closing cost. This is a great product. And you know what? With everybody working home or staying home this year, what a great time to do some home improvement projects. Maybe they want to add an office. Maybe they want to add an outside living area.
Yep.
You know, great way to fund it with 2.5% for the first 12 months.
No baseball in the Maddalena family this summer, so you got to find some things for the kids to do in the backyard. How about some way to recreate right in the backyard? How's that sound?
Oh, my gosh. You got it right on the money right there. And, again, with 2.5%, no closing costs, you know, maybe they want to refinance your house. We have a ton of great rates with our refinancing as well.
Okay. The 2.5 is ongoing at Lakeshore Bank. Take advantage of that. It's very, very low-cost money, and it's a great way to get a home improvement project started, get that backyard renovation going. And, Gabe, the phone number there at the Clarence branch.
The phone number here is 688-6114.
Repeat that for us, Gabe.
688-6114.
129 years. Absolutely. A long legacy. Lakeshore Bank. Putting people first.
Doom, 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 doom. I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800. Any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. If you want to feel good about being clean, don't wait. Just call Bath Fitter and get a brand new bath in just one day. And Bath Fitter has taken all the necessary steps to make your experience safe. Their team is equipped with face masks, shoe covers, hand sanitizer, and they're changing their uniforms after each visit. Call Bath Fitter for a free in-home consultation and get no interest financing until 2025. Payments as low as $89 a month. Call 242-8999.
Hey, it's Bowerly here to talk to you about the trees in your yard or on your business property. The warmer weather months are right around the corner, so if you have any concerns with trees, call AJ's Tree Service today. Maybe your trees simply need a trimming, or you want them removed, or your trees need proper nutrients to survive. Once again, call AJ's Tree Service, because now is the time to take care of your tree issues so you can enjoy beautiful and healthy trees on your property this spring and summer. AJ's Tree Service now has a free spring assessment. Jeremy will evaluate your trees and shrubs that are threatening property damage and will provide an analysis that is honest and free. From tree removal, tree and shrub care, tree pruning, or any emergency tree situation, call AJ's Tree Service for a free spring assessment of your trees. Call AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282. That's 908-1282 for AJ's Tree Service.
So proud we are here at Hammer Time Radio to support the Hammer Time family of contractors, and most of them operating in some form right now, but yet not full operations. And one of them, of course, is Ava Roofing. In Western New York right now, your home is more important than ever. The value of having a solid roof over your head can't be minimized. It's Dominic Cortez here, and if you've been putting off getting a new roof, please don't wait any longer. Don't wait for your shingles to start blowing off or leaks to start. Call my friends that fix your roof right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value even now during the quarantine, because Ava's focused is focused on doing the job properly and getting the community safe. Ava will have an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and that it's done right. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. Don't stress about the condition of your roof. Rely on Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. You'll schedule a free estimate, and it may be virtual or it may be on the spot, and it will be with social distancing in mind. 990-4793, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:20 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you with an open phone line, 803-0930. Everything is being canceled this summer, but the Porsche raffle is not. Whether we'll be able to draw it in person at the Taste of Clarence or not is yet to be seen, but the raffle is ongoing, and the date is the 3rd of August, and hopefully it'll be at the Taste of Clarence. But in the meantime, buy your ticket. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold. You can buy yours, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.org, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.org. You can win a 2020 Porsche 718 Boxster, a Macan S, or take the cash, $45,000. In addition to that, there's 15 additional $500 prizes, and the tickets are $50 each, three for $100, or buy a nine-pack, a Wolf Pack, for $300. Take advantage of that right now. The raffle is on, regardless of everything else being canceled all around us, and whether we can have it at the Taste of Clarence, the actual drawing, is yet to be seen. The Taste of Clarence, not yet sure if we're going to be having that or not. That's at early August, and we have some time yet. But in the meantime, get your raffle ticket now. Go to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.org and buy your tickets today. That's for the Porsche raffle, and the tickets are $50 each and three for $100. 803-0930, a texter writes, Dominic, do you have an opinion about in-sink food disposals? Will I have clogged pipes down the road? Yeah, I'm not a fan of garbage disposals. I think eventually, inevitably, you will have clogging. You'll kind of have a responsibility to keep those lines clear. And a routine cleaning will help you, but be aware of what your flushing down that drain, and that'll keep it clean and clear operating, and run a lot of water when you run your disposal. Just realize something, folks. I gave you the wrong website. It's ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com to buy your tickets for the raffle. Let's go to the phones at 803-0930. Open lines for you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Amherst is our first stop. Don, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
Good, Don.
Good. Hey, Dominic, I have a question about staining some concrete. I have a stamped stamped concrete sidewalk. It's about 14 years old, and when I put it in, I had it colored. Now, they colored it with just the powder. They didn't mix, you know, the coloring in with the concrete.
Was it mixed all the way through the mix?
No, it wasn't. No, they poured the concrete, and then they threw powder on it, let it sit, and then wiped it off. And
I see.
I guess it dyes it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked fine, but over the years, the coloring has kind of worn off.
Sure.
And I've been reading recently about some semi-transparent concrete stains.
Yes.
I know there's different types of stains that you can use. My question is, would there be any problem putting some type of a stain over that?
No.
You
may find that you're probably going to have to go darker as opposed to lighter, obviously.
Yeah, it almost looks like regular concrete now.
Oh, that's how it's faded out?
Yeah, it's faded out pretty bad. Yeah.
No, absolutely. You can use stains. I would power wash that, make sure it's nice and clean and dry. You may actually want to apply some acid etch. This will open up and give you more tooth, so you'll get more open porosity.
All right.
So better adherence then from your staining.
All right.
And then I would probably recommend some kind of acrylic sealer on top of the stain.
Well, that was kind of part of the second part of my question. I have been putting a sealer over over it every couple of years. I mean, I haven't been doing it on a regular annual basis,
yeah.
But
So the acid etching will help open up the pores. So that's important that we do that. We want to make sure we get adherence.
Okay.
And if you see any blotchiness from any of the sealing that you've done, you may want to power wash that off, if you can get it off.
Okay. All right. So that sounds pretty much probably like what you would do over just fresh concrete anyhow. I mean, I know they...
Pretty much, except you wouldn't have so much to worry about getting the acrylic sealer off before you applied the stain. That's an extra step here, but it's an important one because if you don't get that off where you apply the stain over the sealer, you'll find that it's not going to stick.
Right. Okay. So make sure it's good and clean.
Yeah, and then the acid etching is going to help you open up the pores of the surface so you get better adherence.
All right, and any type of stain should be fine. I mean, I read something about semi-transparent.
Yeah, there's a couple brands at the home centers that you'll find. You may want to check the reviews online to see who's had the most success.
Okay, great.
All right.
Good.
Hey, Don, good luck with it. Let us know how it turns out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don's line is now free for you this Saturday morning, and you know the number. It's 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now for our weekly Saturday morning coffee clutch, where we talk about your house and we solve all of your problems right here on WBEN. Our next stop is Lancaster. And Dave, hello, good morning. We're at your house.
Hey, thanks, Dominic. How are you doing?
Good, good. How about you?
Well, not too bad, except that my wife's got too much time off, and now I got work to do.
Hey, one of the downsides of the pandemic, yeah, the honey-do list gets longer.
It does. I've got a carpeting in my upstairs hallway that's probably been there since 1940s or 50s. It's a very short pile. It's almost like a rubber-backed, and what it is, I've tried to get it up. I spent 2 hours. I got about a foot square space up. It's almost like it adhered to the hardwood floor underneath.
Sure.
How do I get that up?
With a lot of patience. So what you're going to have to do is, realize that you're in this for the long haul as far as, you know, taking your time.
Right.
You want to lift and pull slowly. I think the slower and more diligently that you operate, the better results you'll have as far as getting larger sections to peel up.
Yeah, it's almost like the rubber backing has glued itself to the hardwood.
Exactly. So when we get the carpet off, then we now have to get that rubber backing removed.
Okay.
That's going to involve having to probably use some kind of a chemical to see if we can get it to dissolve. But at the end of the day, we may end up having to sand the floor to get it all off.
Right, because I know nobody will put a carpet over that, because I thought maybe they could use it as a padding, but that they won't do it for warranty purposes on the new.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can get it, if you don't care how it looks, you can get all the residual adhesive and backing off with a flat edge tool, it might be flat enough to be able to recarpet.
Right.
But if you want to resand the floor and bring the floors back, you're going to probably end up having to go with a full sand.
Okay, I guess I got my summer project.
Yeah, which way are you going to go? You're going to recarpet?
We're going to recarpet, but
oh, okay.
That off.
Then that's going to be less of a chore, really, because once you get the carpet lifted and the backing scraped off, that should be flat enough a surface to not have any ill effect on the carpet warranty.
Yeah. All right.
Still, you're in for the long haul as far as the work chore, but. But, yeah, it's probably about time you got rid of that carpet anyway, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right, Dave.
Thanks, Dom.
Good luck, huh?
Summer.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
Dave's line is now free here on WBEN. Again, the number 803-0930. And we'd like to leave some Saturdays throughout the month for open lines because of all the collected questions. Oh, and remind me, after the bottom of the hour news break, and Brennan is stepping into the news booth right now for that, I have to finish answering the question from last Saturday. We were interrupted by the news bulletin about who passed away again? Help me. Little Richard, sorry, yeah. And we were talking about a caller who had a problem with a chimney, if you remember. And I didn't get a chance to finish his questions. Anyway, we'll do that, and we'll take your questions as well. After Brendan Keating in the news. Good morning, Brendan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. The Western New York region has again reached 5 of the 7 metrics set by the state to reopen, and another flyover to salute healthcare workers this morning.
That shows the increase in hospitalizations from the 12th to the 13th and how the growth was in the under 64 and under category, and there were even two more people that were aged 20 to 22, or 20 to 44, excuse me, as compared to the day before, and I know it was 20 the day before that. So the growth is not just nursing home patients. It's not, I mean, if it was the 65 and above category, we actually would have gone down even more.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz yesterday, as the region regressed earlier this week in regard to meeting the necessary state requirements to reopen the Western New York region. However, the region rebounded yesterday back to meeting 5 of the 7 metrics. Western New York has still not met the 14-day decline in net hospitalizations, as well as the 14-day decline in hospital deaths. Erie County is showing more than 4,800 confirmed cases of the virus, as well as 420 deaths. Another chance to thank frontline workers this morning with a flyover that has become the largest of its kind in the country. In the 20 days since it was announced, a flyover has grown from a small event to an event that extends throughout much of Western and Central New York. Todd Cameron, Director of Flight Operations at the National Warplane Museum in Geneseo, was on live with WBEN earlier to discuss the event, and right now the flyover is south of the city with the expectation to reach New Era Field and then Mercy Hospital in the next 10 minutes. Now we'll look at the first alert forecast today. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 66 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Tomorrow, periods of rain and a thunderstorm, a high of 67. And then on Monday, more rain, breezy in the afternoon, with a high of 57 degrees. It's currently 54 and cloudy in Buffalo.
Another valued Hammer Time sponsor, operating now with essential services in glass replacement and sneeze guards, is my good friends at Twin City Glass. Now, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation may be in your future plans. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bath. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco shower doors of elegance in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. The showroom is not open right now, but it will be soon. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Remember, they are making sneeze guards for retail operations. And check them out for that, 694-3300, reasonably priced. They are located in Willitzer Park. And, of course, they are a Hammer Time partner. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Lakeside Memorial Funeral Home honors area veterans.
I'm Charles Castilla, owner of Lakeside Memorial Funeral Home. Lakeside is the exclusive member of the Veterans Funeral Care that specialize in funerals for veterans. We've truly become the expert for veterans in the Western New York area.
If you're a veteran or the spouse of a veteran, you may be eligible to save over $12,000 for funeral burial expenses.
They served our country and they served all of us. It is our honor to serve them.
Lakeside Memorial Funeral Home.
John Locke AC and Heating wants to help you make the air in your home absolutely perfect with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. That's why we're offering $1,600 in rebates or enjoy payments as little as $116 a month on a new Lennox system. To rethink your air and learn more, call John Locke AC and Heating at 716-894-6400 or visit us online at johnlockheating.com. For great products, big savings, and perfect air, think John Locke AC and Heating, your local Lennox dealer. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, broadcast every Saturday morning at 11 on WBEN. I'm privileged to work with great companies all over Western New York to inform and educate our active senior and caregiver community. Suzanne and her staff from Touching Hearts at Home are working hard to provide quality non-medical in-home care for seniors all over Western New York. Healthcare for our seniors will be forever changed coming out of the coronavirus pandemic. Touching Hearts at Home has taken special measures in training and equipping all staff to help support our senior community. If your family needs home care services, contact Suzanne at Touching Hearts today at 898-8566. The Clarity Group is a dedicated Medicare services team assisting you in review, analysis, and planning for your health care needs. Life is always changing, and so are your health care needs, especially now during the coronavirus pandemic. If your job or health care circumstances have changed, contact the Clarity Group today at 393-3473. Tune into Senior Radio Buffalo to learn more.
If you need money now and have diamonds that you'd like to sell, Tag Jewelers is still open.
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
Turn to Tag Jewelers, the area's most trusted diamond dealer, offering a clean, safe setting to sell your diamonds. Tag's experts have the knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your piece.
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, Tag also buys gold, silver, gems, costume jewelry, watches, and coins. Take it all to Tag. You'll get more for your precious metals and diamonds from Western New York's diamond expert.
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're ready to sell, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds and gold, Tag Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. In an effort to keep our community safe, Tag Jewelers is limiting the amount of customers allowed inside the store at a time. If you're in need of cash during this difficult time, Tag Jewelers is here for you. For more, visit tagjewelers.com.
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
Indeed, we're spending a lot more time at home, and I think we've all come to appreciate our homes more. And of course, we do want to make sure that we take care of our homes and enjoy them, especially during this extended pandemic. And looking forward to the summer when we'll be hopefully enjoying our yards. And another area that you want to make sure that you enjoy is your garage. And if you're not proud of your garage, I can tell you a way that you can become proud of it very quickly, and that's by having my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear come out. They can take care of your garage floor with a beautiful Gorilla floor. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability and a 15-year warranty. It's a beautiful look with easy maintenance. Also, your garage door can be repaired. Right now, that is something they can do for you at Gorilla Garage Gear for their garage door replacement or repair. And lastly, how about getting your garage organized with Gorilla Garage Gear custom garage organizing equipment. From handy wall organizers, they can solve your garage clutter just by calling Gorilla Garage Gear at 715-6927. That's 715-6927. And when you call them today and you tell them that Dominic sent you, you'll get $200 off your garage floor, discounts on your garage doors, and discounts on your garage organizing equipment as well. That's 715-6927. Gorilla Garage Gear, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. Indeed, Gorilla Garage Gear is a Hammer Time partner. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio. Watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning at 10:30. It airs Saturday mornings at 5:30. And repeats at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. And that's every Saturday and Sunday on Channel 2. And if you're stuck at home during the pandemic, nothing to do, then mark your calendar for tomorrow morning at 10:30 and watch Hammer Time TV and see Phil, Nick, and Michelle with household tips and how-to segments, as well as all of our Hammer Time sponsors on Hammer Time TV every Saturday and Sunday morning on Channel 2. Remember, I gave you the wrong website for the Rotary Raffle. It's ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com, not ClarenceRotaryRaffle.org, not .org, yes.com, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. 803-0930, that's the number for you here. Open lines this Saturday morning as we travel now to Cheektowaga and say good morning to Chris. Chris, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. Hey, very good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
little bit of a rasty throat here. I have a mobile home with a carport, and in between the carport, at the end of the carport, there's a 10-foot by 10-foot pad.
Okay.
That goes to my shed, and it is a red 2-foot by 2-foot square stamped concrete.
Got it.
And it's starting to grow a lot of mold on it. That fuzzy green mold.
Yeah.
Between the cracks. Every year it seems to be getting worse. We've been here 2 years. I've got some quotes to clean it, and there are people that are crazy. I do have a pressure washer.
Yeah.
But it's not the most powerful one in the world. What would you recommend I do to, what would be the best product to put?
Yeah, well, so the easiest thing would be just to mix up a little bleach and water. 50% bleach and 50% water. It's pretty potent, so be careful with your clothing and any plants that might be nearby. What you want to do is scrub that on, let it sit. It'll kill the spore, and then you'll be very impressed at how effective the pressure washer or even a high pressure nozzle on your hose will just clean that right off.
What I was also thinking of doing is renting a floor scrubber with one of those real heavy-duty grit pads.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go that far. I think you'll find that the bleach will kill the spore, the high-pressure nozzle or the pressure washer will clean it off.
Now, what about how long would I let it sit?
Half an hour.
That's it?
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah.
One of these guys are driving around a fancy brand-new F3.
Well, everybody's got to justify their existence and cover their overhead and all of those things. So, but yeah, you can deal with this on your own. It doesn't sound like it's a large area.
Right.
Yeah. So a little bleach and water will go a long way.
And that'll work as well on the regular concrete inside the carport too.
Yeah, you could actually, you know, for household outdoor cleaning on a regular basis, you could make my all-purpose cleaning solution. You could mix that up. Now that involves another ingredient. So that would be a quart of bleach, 2/3 of a cup of Mex, M-E-X soap made by UGL. You can buy that at the home centers. And 3 quarts of warm water. Now that's my all-purpose cleaning solution. It's a little bit more diluted concentration of bleach. And that you would use for anything outside, from concrete to siding to awnings to patio furniture.
Okay.
Anything on the outside of the house, my all-purpose cleaning solution is very effective at, and very, very good at, on vinyl siding, porch railings, patio, as I said, patio furniture, and concrete surfaces. But with a heavy concentration of moss, I think you need a little bit higher degree of the bleach.
Okay, so but you sell that yourself, or
no? You make it yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, you just get a quart of bleach.
You said it's called Mex?
Mex is the name of a brand of soap, M-E-X.
Okay.
It's made by UGL. That's the manufacturer of the soap.
All right.
And 2/3 of a cup, you're making a gallon mixture, 3 quarts of warm water, a quart of bleach, and 2/3 of a cup of the Mex.
Oh, and do you get that at Value?
Yeah, Value carries it. All the home centers carry it.
I like Value because you're in and out.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, that answered the question I had.
All right, Chris.
I want to put a lot of money into the place because we're selling it.
Well, there you go. Head over to Value, wear your mask, and get that done today.
I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
And stay safe. 803-0930. Chris's line is now open for you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. 803-0930 as we travel next to West Seneca. Chat with Dan. Good morning, Dan. You're next.
Hi. Dominic, I have a question regarding the installation of a home standby generator.
Yep.
And my question is regarding the gas meter.
Yep.
I've been told that my gas meter and what I'm planning on putting in is a 13-kilowatt generator. It'll take care for the size of the house. And
so you want to do the whole house?
Yeah, the whole house.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have National Fuel come out, but
right.
The contractor says it may not have to be replaced at all. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I had the same thing happen, and I did have to upsize my meter.
Okay.
Between the generator, the tankless hot water heater, and my hot my boiler, my baseboard boiler, when the critical, you know, critical mass occurred and everything was operating at the same time, there was a depletion of flow.
Okay.
Which caused my boiler to shut down.
All right.
Because it threw an error code, and no one could figure out what the error code was from, but it was from a diminished supply of gas.
Okay.
So I did deal with that, and it was because of the capacity of the meter.
All right. Now, the home heating system we have is forced air,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if that'll make a difference.
Yeah. You'll have to have the calculations done
okay.
to put everything together to see if at peak performance, at peak usage, are you going to have a depleted supply?
All right, so the people from National Fuel do that.
They should be able to help you. They'll compute the total usage at peak time to see if this is an issue for you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, good. Good luck with that, Dan. Enjoy that generator.
Thank
It'll be there for you. Of course, we'll never have another power outage for the foreseeable future, right?
In my house for the rest of my life. We're doing it.
There you go. Good for you, Dan.
Bye.
Dan's line is now available for you. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're dealing with an unknown airborne, invisible invader right now, kind of controlling our every movement. And feel uncomfortable about traveling anywhere, going to the store. Of course, you're wearing a face mask. Your place to hide and to feel comfortable is your home. And the air you breathe in your home is important, too, that it be clean and safe. And the only definitive way, friends, that I can have you do that is to have my friends at Indoor Professionals come over and deal with your ductwork by thoroughly sanitizing and cleaning that ductwork so the air you breathe is clean. In addition to that, medical-grade air purifiers and the awesome American-made dehumidifier, all available from Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yeah, I know. Who would have thought this? I mean, we were dealing with an unseen enemy 28 years ago, and, of course, through the years, people have realized they can get a leg up on less suffering for their allergies, asthma, sinus. People have had life transformations with, you know, a combination of a thorough duct cleaning and medical-grade air purifiers as they battle cancer with compromised immune systems, and now this.
Right.
You know, it's like, yeah, we're doing it, and, you know, thank God, and praise God that we're essential, and it truly
yes.
is a game changer. And I'm not, you know, never been a super hyper fear monger. In fact, I wish they'd stop it and let us go back to work.
I think you would agree that the difference between what is essential and non-essential is that the non-essential people learn how to adapt by wearing the right protection and learn the sanitation processes and just let us go back to normal.
Exactly. And once again, just from our knowledge in particles and everything like that, we know that this virus particle is 0.08 to 1.5 micron in size. It's very heavy. It's very fat. It falls to the ground very fast. Okay, so, you know, especially when you're outside, there's really not an issue. It's only when you're in close quarters in an indoor environment. And it's, you know, we're learning more about it all the time. And I think it's time for I think all workers are essential at this point.
Right.
Everyone needs to get back there and go to work. And
well,
with the.
Well said. I mean, we're essential in that we need to provide for our families, and that's essential as well.
Yeah.
You know, a theory is afoot that there's less of a risk outdoors. Do you agree with that?
I totally do.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, the particle's very heavy. It's going to go to the ground very fast. The only thing to watch out for, you know, once again, if somebody is sneezing, and here's the thing, what I don't know, if somebody's suffering from allergies and they're asymptomatic, to me, that's the only thing to be, you know, you just, a sneeze can throw particles further than a foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the issue is. And that's why, you know, we've practiced for years, you know, respirators and all this stuff. And so now there's a whole new issue with high-touch surfaces. And, of course, you know, the Canberra fogging provides a great fix for that. Mm-hmm. We can come in and fog your whole house when we do a duct cleaning or just do that process alone if you have radiant heat. And once again, I can't say enough, the medical-grade air purifiers are flying off the shelf, as well as the high-capacity dehumidifiers. Yours and mine both are.
Peter, would you say it would be safe for you to recommend that if you had a Healthway or similar unit operating, that you could feel comfortable about having family over?
Totally, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, once again, I told you that, you know, the coronavirus is 0.08 to 1.5 microns. The medical-grade air purifier, the Healthway DFS system, kills 0.007. It's like 15 times smaller, killing virus particles 15 times smaller than the coronavirus. It exchanges 16 air exchanges in an 8-hour period in 1,000 square feet mm-hmm. on the portable. And don't forget, you can do your whole home with one that goes on your furnace that accomplishes the same. So
I think this is the kind of conversations we need to be having, is how do we work with this as opposed to trying to just run away from it and shield ourselves from it. I think we have to go run face first into realizing it's not going to be gone. We need to work with it and find our way, the way to protect ourselves with the virus around us.
Right. I can't tell you the number of calls that I fielded this day from our commercial customers that are saying we're planning to open up our office. You know, tell me more about the medical grade air purifiers, and they're snatching those up, you know, to put in their now reconfigured cube space.
There you go.
Everything like that.
So, all right. 683-3000. That's the number, folks, for you to dial this Saturday morning for the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for your duct cleaning. What's it going to be, Peter?
Okay. We've got Dave Guetti, man, the phones there today, and I may be on for the back part of the afternoon. But at any rate, we have $55 off for a first-timer for duct cleaning, and more if you're a repeat customer, senior frontline worker, so all those that are working. And then what about people that aren't working? So you got to give them a deal, too. So I don't think I left anybody out.
Right.
So
683-3000, extra special discounts only for you, but you need to call right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Mosquito-free lawns aren't a thing of the future. It's for you, right now. How, you ask? Mosquito hunters. Where do mosquitoes sleep? It's the first question you should be asking yourself. Why? Because that's where mosquito hunters set their traps. They're not shooting these bloodthirsty demons out of the sky like Duck Hunt. And the next question is, how do we prevent the spread around our home? First, mosquito hunters will help you identify the problem areas that hold stagnant water and swamp-like conditions mosquitoes turn into a party.
Who wants a margarita?
Next, they apply the products to the areas where mosquitoes like to rest while sleeping. They absorb the product through their feet. Within a few days, virtually every mosquito in your yard will come in contact with a treated leaf. That'll teach him. Go to mosquitohunters.com or call 716-407-3230. That's 716-407-3230 for a free quote today. Mosquitohunters.com, 716-407-3230.
Jeremy White here for Riverfront Auto Sales with a very special message. Riverfront is open for business by appointment right now, and they're here to serve you, Buffalo. Before you buy any vehicle, call Riverfront and tell them the exact vehicle you want. And they'll search the country to find you the best deal on that specific vehicle. Or visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com and check out the impressive inventory, over 27 pictures of each vehicle, a fantastic website for car shopping. I've purchased 4 vehicles from Marty Sr. and Marty Jr. You save thousands of dollars that way. You save every time you buy pre-owned from Riverfront. Riverfront understands the trying time we're all facing right now in the 716 area, so they're going to help you save even more money. The Believe in Buffalo sale. buy any vehicle from Riverfront in May. They'll take $716 off that sticker price, 716. Call Riverfront today and ask how you can save $716 off any vehicle. Call 886-1626.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. Hey, we've all been there. You flush and the water starts to rise, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. It's a nightmare, and I hope none of you have to deal with it. But if you do, call the person I call, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber. He's been one for over 35 years, and Don is the plumber people trust. All you have to do is look at his customer retention rate and see that it's 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. We should always be cautious with the people we let in and out of our house, so don't fall for those reduced service call fees or the special discount ploys that some companies use. For the plumber I've trusted for over 12 years in my own home and have recommended to my friends and relatives, call Don from Plumbing Help Now, 861-7337. That's 861-7337 or plumbinghelpnow.net.
It might feel like things are out of your control right now. Your home heating and cooling shouldn't be one of them. So if you're having a heating or cooling emergency, take back control. Call Comfort Control. Comfort Control Heating and Cooling is a local family-owned business that is here to service all of your furnace and air conditioning needs 24/7. Furnaces, air conditioning systems, boilers, Comfort Control can service them all. They've also earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. A clean and maintained system is a safe and efficient system. Call today and schedule your system's annual maintenance for $49.99. That's right, just $49.99 per unit for a limited time only. Comfort Control is also available for new equipment installation and emergency repairs. Take back control and visit us on Facebook at Comfort Control WNY or at comfortcontrolwny.com. Call Comfort Control Heating and Cooling at 931-4822. That's 931-HVAC.
Couple of minutes till top of the hour and news time with Brendan Keeney. I'm not sure yet if we know when the governor is speaking today, but 11:30. When you speak to him, Jerry, make sure you tell him to let us go back to work, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And hopefully he'll listen to you. He won't listen to me.
Oh, he won't listen to me either.
Governor, let us go back to work. 803-0930. As we squeeze in what we can, let's go next to the island of Grand. And Steve, good morning. We're at your house.
Thank you, sir. This whole virus thing and these rules about construction, that drive me crazy. What I've noticed is my neighbor down the street had his house painted. Okay, now there were like five guys painting the house. They did a marvelous job.
Mm-hmm.
Is that permitted under these rules?
Nope.
It is.
And that's what we've been seeing a lot of, is people just saying the hell with it and going about their business, and homeowners saying, yeah, sure, I don't care. You'll be working outside, you know, if you want to take the risk. But the point of that is, and this is really a good point, Steve, is working outdoors, the risk level is greatly different, if not non-existent, than compared to working indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you maintain the right spacing between the men working, mm-hmm. I can't really fathom what the risk is. But be that as it may, outdoor construction is still lumped together with indoor construction.
Because right around the block, there's another company that was ripping the driveway, and apparently they're going to be laying the new concrete, I guess, this week.
Yeah. So there's a lot of defiance going on, and, you know, part of me wants to say good for them. I do want to make sure I say, though, that everyone should work safely and protect their men. Again, this is nothing that's going to go away as soon as even that limitation's lifted.
Right.
So we need to learn how to live with this regardless.
Sure.
I'm saying, Governor, let us go back to work now, because we can work around this. We have the right protocols in place. There's a lot of companies saying, the hell with the governor, I'm going to work.
But nobody enforces it, apparently.
There really isn't any enforcement from what we have gathered. It's really not a law. It's a directive. And it really can't, apparently, from what I'm being told, it really wouldn't even hold up in court. Now, I don't know about that, and I haven't really had any time to research whether that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard that it's not legally enforceable. So any interesting little dynamic there to this whole twist? It's a directive. It's a suggestion. It's meant to obviously preserve public safety and therefore should be respected. But the truth is there's a lot of defiance going on.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thanks for your call, Steve. Yeah, I encourage everybody to be safe, and certainly I don't suggest we be defiant, but I think we can work safely, and I want the governor to let us go back to work. In the meantime, be safe and protect your family, and may God put a shield of protection on you. And remember that life may be hard by the yard, by the inch. It's a cinch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.